Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Connie Sedberry, Executive Director of Safe Place in Mitchell County. We're going to continue our discussion, since April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Awareness Month, kind of focusing on those two topics. We talked last time a little bit about sexual assault and the frequency, unfortunately, of Americans that are assaulted every year. And we want to talk a little bit today about consent. So you as parents out there, or as youngsters, can talk to each other about what consent means. And it's one of these things that you think it's just pretty easy and clear, but it's not. It can be very confusing. So what does consent look and sound like?
If you ask someone, is it okay for me to kiss you? Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. People talk about implied consent. You know, if you're leaning in for a kiss and somebody jumps away or whatever, then of course don't move forward and do that. But it's kind of every step along the way. It's like you're asking permission to touch this person or engage in physical touch, sexual touch. And any time along the way, the person can say, no,
exactly.
I feel uncomfortable with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone, it has to be mutual.
Yeah.
Everyone involved has to agree, and it has to be continuous.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, anyone can stop at any time and can change their mind at any point. And that's sometimes I think that's implied that if once you've said yes, then that's permission for everything to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you change your mind, it's just too bad.
Yeah.
You know, so and that's just not right.
What if I have been drinking and I want to pursue someone and I'm just kind of mixed up and confused and I blame it on drinking and I've done something. That's no excuse.
That's no excuse. Mm-hmm. And it's not if one person is under the influence of alcohol, they cannot give consent for sexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an excuse for a person to, that they can't use that as an excuse later if they've forced themselves on somebody.
Yeah, we've heard that one before with children. Well, I was drunk. I thought it was my wife.
Right.
Yeah, and that doesn't hold water. No.
Yeah, and there was that famous case at Stanford University, I think, about the woman who they had been to a party, and they had both been drinking, and she was quite inebriated, and he basically forced himself on her behind a dumpster and was discovered, and it was like a big media expose about that, which brought a lot of attention to the whole subject.
If you're passed out, you can't say yes.
Right.
You can't say no, but you can't say yes either.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a difficult topic to have to talk about, but it's an important one to talk to your kids about, especially if they're going off to school, going off to college, and they're going to be kind of on their own for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions can run high, and confusion about relationships and wanting to fit in, wanting to be in a relationship, wanting to be loved, but making sure that our young people know their boundaries and know that it's okay to say no. Let's talk a little bit about just the myths and facts about sexual assault and consent. Some of this material, I will give credit, there's a website, an organization called RAINN, R-A-I-N-N, and those initials stand for respect, ask, intervene, notice, and nurture. It's a great website. They organize a national sexual assault hotline. And I think, do you get calls through RAINN? If someone calls the RAINN National hotline?
They will pass them on of every sexual assault agency in the country, and they'll pass them on.
Yeah, we get calls.
I think they've been around since 1994. I was just looking them up the other day, and they've served about 2.5 million people since they opened their doors.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of the statistics from their website.
Mm-hmm. It's a great resource.
Absolutely. One of the myths is that sexual assault is rare and affects very few people. The fact is that every 2 minutes, someone in the U.S. is sexually assaulted, and 60% of sexual assaults are unreported to the police. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, the reasons why that's the case.
In Yancey County, if you need to talk to us about sexual assault or domestic violence, call us any time of the day or night at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, we're at 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our communities begins with who?
It begins with me.
And you. Thanks for listening.